Welcome to Business English Podcast. We're so glad you're joining us for another deep dive. Today, our mission is, to explore what real business conversations actually sound like. We've looked at a whole bunch of discussions, you know. Think of it as a shortcut. Understanding how professionals really talk about everyday challenges, growth, their teams, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And we'll navigate it by looking at several key themes. We'll start with managing those everyday project issues, unexpected problems. Then we'll move to bigger picture stuff like expanding into new markets or investing in people. We'll break down the important phrases, the core ideas, make it easy to follow. The goal really is to give you clear, useful ideas you can actually use yourself.
Okay, sounds great. So where better to start than with something I think many of us know, a project facing delays. How do people in business talk about these challenges, you know, clearly, calmly?
Right. Well, imagine a project. Let's call it the Wilson Project. If it's not quite on schedule, you might hear phrases like it's tracking slightly behind schedule. But importantly, the focus isn't just on highlighting the problem itself.
Exactly. It's really about finding solutions, isn't it? The conversations we looked at show people immediately discussing mitigation measures to catch up, which basically means, you know, taking steps to fix things, to get back on track.
Often there's a specific reason, a bottleneck, as they call it, like a particular issue causing the holdup. In one example, it was a vendor's delayed delivery of key components. That specific thing held everything up.
Ah, okay. So what happens then?
Well, that leads straight into conversations about alternative suppliers or maybe activating contingency plans they hopefully already had in place. It's about having a backup.
And budgets, I imagine, are always a big concern when delays hit.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely hear people checking if they're still within allocated budget. Maybe someone reports there's only a 5% buffer remaining. That phrase tells you things are tight. There's very little extra money left.
Right. That buffer is shrinking. And what about clients? How do they handle that?
Transparency seems key there. The discussions really highlight maintaining transparent communication with clients, especially if they're getting concerned. It's all about keeping them informed, managing expectations, making sure they understand what's happening and what's being done. It builds trust, even with bad news.
Okay, that makes sense for typical project delays, but here's where it gets really interesting, I think. What about bigger problems? Like, say, a major system outage that affects loads of customers. That's a crisis.
Yeah, that definitely kicks things up a notch. That's when you see an emergency response protocol swing into action. And what's fascinating there is how quickly professionals try to pinpoint the root cause, the real origin of the issue, and then roll out fixes. But it's not just technical. They immediately think about the communication strategy, too.
Like what kind of communication?
Things like sending hourly updates, both internally and to customers, or maybe even engaging a PR team to manage the public message carefully. It's about controlling the narrative and reassuring people.
So the main takeaway from all these examples seems to be, in business, when problems hit, you need to talk about the problem, sure, but also the solution and, crucially, how you'll communicate it all clearly.
Precisely. Problem, solution, communication. That's the pattern.
Okay. So moving from fixing problems, let's talk about creating new opportunities. How do companies plan for growth, like expanding into new markets or maybe using new technology?
That's a great transition. When thinking about new markets, maybe somewhere like the Asian market, businesses talk a lot about the market potential, you know, how big is the opportunity? And crucially, they look into regulatory requirements. What are the rules there? Singapore, for instance, often came up as having a favorable business environment. Basically, it's seen as easier to set up and operate there.
Right. It's not just about finding a spot on the map. And I guess it's more than just rules and potential size.
Oh, much more. You need to think about potential local partners. Who can you work with on the ground? And really dive into cultural considerations. How will your marketing need to change? Your product. It's about being smart and, frankly, respectful of local ways.
That makes sense. And how does this connect to, improving things back home? Does growth only come from new places?
Good question. No, growth also comes from improving what you already do. We saw lots of discussion about enhancing customer service, for example. This often involves finding the main pain points for customers, like maybe slow response time when they need help.
Okay, so find the problem.
And then find solutions. Maybe implementing things like AI-powered chatbots to give faster answers. It's not just tech for tech's sake. It's a strategic move to improve the customer experience.
So what this all means for someone listening is, Companies are constantly looking for ways to make things better for their customers, and often they're using technology to do it.
Yeah, which raises another important point. How do you actually bring in these new technologies? Things like AI, or maybe blockchain. The conversations show a real focus on, first, identifying key processes where AI can create immediate value. Where can it make a quick, obvious difference?
Rather than just throwing AI everywhere.
Exactly. Be strategic. And they also think carefully about the expected learning curve for the staff. How long will it take people to get comfortable with these new tools? You need to plan for that training and adjustment time.
And data privacy must be huge, especially with AI handling customer info.
Absolutely critical. You hear about needing strict protocols following GDPR and local regulations. It's non-negotiable. Keeping customer information safe is fundamental to trust.
So the big idea here is to embrace innovation, whether it's new markets or new tools.
But always, always with a clear plan. A plan for how to implement it, how it impacts customers, and how you keep everything secure. It's calculated growth.
Okay, that covers projects and growth. But businesses aren't just about products and profits, are they? They're really about people. Let's dive into how companies invest in their employees, build strong teams.
Yes, a really important area. And one key part is employee benefits. Companies seem to regularly review their whole benefits package. They look for gaps compared to what others in their industry offer.
Mm-hmm.
Things like parental leave and mental health support often come up as areas needing attention.
And what stands out there? What do employees really value now?
Things like flexible working hours and definitely enhanced healthcare coverage are really important to people. And companies see the connection too. They might say something like, enhanced benefits should reduce our time to hire, meaning good benefits actually help attract new talent faster. It's a recruitment tool.
So it's strategic, not just nice to have.
Definitely. And beyond those core benefits, there's a growing focus on broader employee wellness initiatives. These could be anything from, say, virtual fitness classes to providing easy access to mental health resources.
And do these things actually make a difference?
Apparently, yes.
Huh.
One figure mentioned was a potential 20% reduction in absenteeism. Fewer sick days in companies with strong wellness programs. That directly impacts productivity.
Wow. Okay. And here's something I found really interesting. Training methods seem to be evolving, too. We saw mentions of using VR solutions for employee development, virtual reality for training.
Yeah, that's a fascinating development. The data emerging suggests it's quite effective. Some studies show potentially 75% better retention of information with VR training compared to older methods.
75%? That's huge.
It is. And also potentially a 40% reduction in training time. So faster and more effective. It's presented as a really smart investment in making the workforce more skilled.
So putting it all together, investing in good benefits, wellness programs, and even cutting-edge training like VR, it isn't just about being a good company, is it?
Not at all. It's clearly a strategic move. It helps companies attract the best people, keep them healthy and engaged, and make them more effective at their jobs. It fuels success.
Wow. Okay. We've certainly covered a lot of ground today, from, you know, tackling project delays and handling big outages, all the way to planning global expansion and really investing in people's well-being and skills for the future. These business conversations are definitely packed with practical insights.
Indeed. I think the core message, the thread through it all, is that effective communication, good planning, and focusing on both problems and solutions are just vital, absolutely vital in any business context. Every challenge really is an opportunity, a chance to learn, adapt, and actually grow stronger.
What's fascinating here for me is seeing how all these different areas, project management, customer service, HR, training, they're all connected, connected by that need for clear strategic thinking and, well, good communication.
Absolutely. So maybe something for you listening to think about. How can you take just one idea from today? Maybe it's about being more transparent next time there's a delay, or perhaps researching those cultural considerations for an idea you have, or even suggesting a better way to train your team. The skills you get from understanding these kinds of real-world conversations, they're really powerful for your own work or studies.
Thank you so much for listening to this deep dive. We really hope you feel more informed and ready to navigate your own business conversations. Please subscribe and like this deep dive if you enjoyed it. We look forward to our next deep dive.